Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to locate the account?
33426.
33426.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your first and last name?
Regina Marcelin.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the address for me?
127 Lake Monterey Circle, Boynton Beach, Florida 33426.
Excuse me. Okay. So I see that you had ordered the tactical bag on May 25th, paying $574 for shipping and handling.
That's why I actually called to find out, because I see a charge on my card. What is it that I order, you said? Are you here?
I'm still here, ma'am. You ordered the tactical bag on May 25th, paying $5.74 for shipping and handling.
Okay.
How may I help you?
I'm calling about a $56 charge that I see on my account.
Yeah, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining the Consumer Direct Savings Store, where you only paid the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it states that within the next 48 hours, you'll be billed $56.95. And that starts the first month membership and buys you a $125 gift card to the online discount shopping store.
I'm not aware of that. Is there any way I can get my $56 back, please?
Okay, ma'am. So with you agreeing to the terms and conditions, I can go ahead and issue you a 35% refund. And this will also cancel the account to prevent all future charges.
I'm not aware of no monthly or if you're supposed to get charged this amount. I'm not aware of any of that. All I know is that I think it was an email that I received saying that, okay, if you say, and I thought it was going to be a big bag. The bag's still here. I never even use it. It's a small, tiny little baby thing. So please, I expect all of my $56 back on my account.
Okay,
I'm not even aware of no membership, no this, no that. I didn't see any part of that. I just paid $5 just for shipping for something that was supposed to be free, and it's a tiny little bitty bag that I don't even want it because it's very small. I can't even carry my purse in it.
Okay, ma'am, well, I do apologize that information went unnoticed. Now, with your agreement to the terms and conditions, the best that I could do is a 50% refund.
I just want my full amount, or I'm going to have to call my bank.
Well, ma'am, that won't be necessary because your bank is going to contact us, and we're going to send them the terms and conditions that you agreed to, and they're only going to issue you a credit pending the investigation. Then once they see that the charge is valid and that you did place this order, we will receive the $56.95 back.
Well, like I said, I need my whole $56. Do you understand that? You guys,
well, ma'am, just bear with me. One, it was stated in the terms and conditions, ma'am, but just give me one moment while I speak with my supervisor to see what I can do for you.
It's just ridiculous. People don't have money to waste like that.
I'm still here, ma'am. Just bear with me one moment.
All right.
Okay, so my supervisor did get back with me, and she stated as a one-time courtesy, I can't issue you that full refund. You should see it within 3 to 5 business days, and I have the cancellation number for you when you're ready.
Go ahead.
C as in Charlie, 2607,
89, 597.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
That's it, and I won't be getting no more charges, right?
Correct.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you.